The Bench. The Bench. On ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Good Wednesday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with Dell. Are you in studio, Lance?
I am. I'm in studio today. I have something I have to do video-wise.
My internet at home has really been acting up, really been bad. But I've got this thing that AJ gave me that I can get through it. But I could certainly, if I didn't have this thing, I'd be back in studio every day. We're going to be back, I think, by June. Everybody back in studio. I think that's the plan. That's phase eight of this thing right here. All of us being back in studio.
So everyone has to see how phase one goes so they can unlock phase two.
Right. Well, phase two is coming up next week, right? But Prime is already open, already doing business.
Yeah, that was good to see. Man, they're taking so many. What a shock. I mean, the company, that they take everything super seriously at all times. Safety, the valet stuff, the food stuff, the amenities. And it's no different with this. It's no different. The sanitizing of the cards, sanitizing of the chips, face covering when you come in. You have a digital thermostat reading of what your temperature is when you come in. Like, it is, they're very, very serious. Six at a table. They've spaced out tables. It's just, if they're going to be open, they're following all the rules. And people, if they want, can get back to a little normalcy. I did yesterday, as a matter of fact. Now, this isn't what I normally do because I'm not out there all the time. But I had to go drop my car off out at Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC at the Collision Center because of getting hit by an uninsured driver on Friday. And so we're along the process of insurance, the estimates and the whole nine yards and trying to get it fixed now. Well, since I was out there, I'm like, well, I mean, I know it's 3:30, but I'm out this way headed back to Houston. So anytime I do that, I've got to stop by Killen's Barbecue. Mm-hmm. So I called in advance. That's a little ways off of 288. But macaroni. Now, I didn't order meat. I just got macaroni and cheese. A big portion for, I took it home. Macaroni and cheese, collard greens, and desserts. Oh, my God. Every single time. It just. There's a reason Ronnie's extraordinarily successful.
Why wouldn't you get meats when you're at Killen's?
Because number one, I like getting barbecue lunchtime, when it's most fresh. Because it's not like you're continuing to make barbecue throughout the day. You know what I mean? It's the same thing with shawarma. If you're going to get shawarma, you get it for lunch. You don't get it for dinner. And plus, I'd already eaten. I just said, okay, I'm going to bring this home for later today. And I was getting so much side, I didn't want to. It gets a little expensive. So I'm trying to watch expenditures.
To me, it's like going to church and deciding not to pray. It's
no. I get you, but I didn't have your pocketbook, so I pulled up short of the lake.
But listen, there's in heaven. Okay, there's a place. Okay, and you have sometimes you have to take those. You have to pray big, Lance.
Yeah, if heaven could give me an extra 40.
When you're at Killen's. I don't know.
Once again, I had three desserts, two sides. I didn't want to go over like $50. Mm-hmm. So if I hit brisket, then we're, now we're up around 80. No, we're not doing that. Not today. Mm-hmm. Not today. We have some bills to pay. So just being smart about the money. And that's fine. That's fine because I'd already eaten lunch. I brought this home and wow, just. Even Ronnie's sides, I already know the meat is really good. But like I said, if I'm going, I'm going in direct for lunch. That's how I'm going to do. No. Oh, bread pudding. Yeah, Freddie. Well, I ate the bread pudding in the car. Freddie's like, cream corn and bread pudding are the best. Yeah, I know bread pudding's the best because I ate it in the car coming back.
So wait, did you bring this home for the whole fam? Or just
no, for my wife and mother-in-law. Screw my family.
Well,
screw the kids.
See,
the kids don't care.
There's another thing. The kids will hold that again. They're going to grow up and go,
really?
Yeah, Dad used to go to Killen's and not bring us anything.
Okay, let me tell you how this
would
go,
porridge,
just so you know.
More porridge, please.
Here's the carrot cake. Oh, here's the collard greens.
Okay, that's fine. That's why they don't even get asked anymore. If you want to be picky, you won't even get, here's banana pudding. Ping. Okay, that's fine. Then don't ask for this macaroni and cheese. Okay?
Because
if you won't eat anything else and you want to muck mouth everything else, then that's fine. Then y'all go do you, boo. Go eat your frozen pizzas outside. That's fine. Mama and Daddy and Mimi will have the killings inside, and you guys go outside and eat your the chicken strips that you love so much. Keep being basic bitches outside. Keep being basic. Stay basic while we're in here eating collard greens and macaroni and cheese and carrot cake and bread pudding and banana pudding.
What's worse? Raheel holding out on formula for baby Trickster, or Lance taunting his children with mac and cheese? And
they didn't
and
see
all
it.
These...
They never saw it, for the record.
Wait a minute. They didn't even
and they wouldn't it. Like it anyway. It's not from a box that they eat. If you switch them off there, is that from that box that we usually get it at? No. Oh, I don't want it then. Fine. That's fine. Stay like
worst
that.
Person, Del. Worst person.
Well, Lance is the worst person. Let's take this food conversation away. He's clearly the worst person. That isn't up for debate. But as far as the children are concerned, when you're shorting your daughter on formula to save money, I feel like
different place.
I feel that's egregious.
My kids
and
are picky
what
kids.
Did.
You're acting like my kids are like, oh, we can't wait to have some of those collard greens. They would literally.
No,
my kids are too
no,
picky now, and they've gotten worse as they've gotten older. I thought it got better.
When you go to Killens, you bring your family home some brisket and some sausage.
You pay for my family,
chicken.
And then we're good.
No, don't
pocket watch it. They don't get it.
That's on you.
Nope.
Okay?
Daddy stays.
Hey,
Daddy, who's working? Raise your hand if you're working in the house. Oh, only me? Okay. I'll stay eating deliciously in my own freaking car.
Maybe,
how about that?
Maybe some foresight.
Maybe a little self-control.
They don't get it.
Maybe.
They don't get anything.
No, we're talking about you. Maybe some foresight, some self-control. When you stop trying to create your Fab 5 plus 1, maybe it wouldn't be so big of a concern. That's all.
This is all I'm saying. Workers get fed.
Well, they were.
If you're working
never
in the
be
house,
working
until- they're not even working in school. They complain about having to pick up. I'm telling you, workers get fed. Workers get fed. The other ones, y'all can just go ahead and do whatever y'all are doing. Wait for the tacos to roll in. It's Taco Tuesday. Wait until 7:30 for your tacos. That's fine. I know you don't like carrot cake, so I'm not even going to worry about this. What's this? Banana pudding.
I don't like the way this looks.
You don't get it. Are you sending them to Tillman's to eat for free on Taco Tuesday? Is that what's going on?
Hey, what are you guys doing here? You're not getting this.
Where's the Zerline?
What are you doing here?
Zerline,
I don't
have any
call
Zerline's
y'all working,
working
any for me.
We don't have any Zerline.
That'll be $45. I got to make that money up somewhere. What? No, Tillman.
Oh,
no.
Why would Lance get meat from Killens? It's too moist for him.
Stay being bitches, dirty bitches. Y'all can suck it too, Twitter bitch. Watch
your
out that.
Bitches wishes you had this.
I'm for real, though. My kids are picky, so they don't get choices. Why are you acting like I would feed my kids collard greens? Why do your kids eat collard greens?
No, I would. Okay. You get your kids. The barbecue. That's
my
all
kids don't get it. It's too expensive for me to waste on the kids.
I'm just trying
to tell you.
Chicken strips.
We
that's
got pay cuts working. You don't get it. You don't get it on pay cuts. My wife is the president and general manager of nothing, of the house.
Larry says, my kids are 15 and 17, and they're still picky. We got Pappas Seafood last night, and they got frozen chicken nuggets in the microwave.
That's embarrassing. But that's my 15-year-old. Alec has gone the other way. He's got four things he'll eat. That's about it in life. And one of them's cheese quesadillas, and he'll eat four of those a day. I mean, it's embarrassing. I don't even have
terrible.
To ask. I'm not even going to ask what you want. What do you want? Do they have chicken strips? Yeah, I guess. I don't know.
That's too funny. All right. I kind of found this story. I guess the lead story is today that Bill O'Brien's not a good coach. Is that was your lead story on today's rundown,
Well,
Bill?
It's not that he isn't a good coach. It's just par for the course for the Texans. He's right in the middle. at least being ranked. He's number 17, which is
17.
Perfect for a Texans coach. Uh-oh. Uh-oh. John sneezing.
Oh, man, I'm sneezing.
So maybe you
maybe you won't be coming up here.
Maybe you stay in that room.
You stay there. Your internet sounds fine.
Okay, if you sneeze, you got, oh, my God.
How your internet sounds
about
fine.
If people have allergies, my goodness. This is the worst world ever.
Go try being out in public and sneezing somewhere.
Pull that I got allergies thing out in public. We'll see how
what
it goes.
Is it called? What is that?
I don't know if you heard. It's coughing, not sneezing.
No, what are they calling it when you spit all over the place like John just did? When you sneeze, it's called your...
It's called an outbreak is what it's called.
No, but the water, they call it droplets.
Droplets.
Yeah. Ugh. We don't need your droplets in the studio where me and Charlie and Joel are trying to do... Oh, yeah, they're in studio together.
Yeah. They better stay safe and stay healthy.
I'm done with both of you. You can't sneeze.
Not in 2020. You can't sneeze.
Oh, you can't sneeze. Okay.
No. Not in public. Turn your mic off so no one knows.
Well, okay,
Try coughing in public.
No, I know not to cough. You can't cough.
I've held a cough in before. I thought I was going to have a heart attack. I was like.
Yeah. No. Don't cough. But it's the thing in the morning, you have allergies, and guess what happens? I don't know if you know this, but because of COVID-19, allergies didn't stop.
No, not
allergies
not
didn't
what I heard.
Stop.
I heard we're doing the most testing on allergies, and allergies are not, we've eradicated allergies now.
Oh, have we?
I heard that in a press conference. Allergies are no more, I was told. So,
allergies are done.
What?
Now.
Who told you allergies were out?
Oh, in that same press conference when I saw that we were doing the most testing. So I heard allergies were out too.
Allergies are out?
Out. Mm. So if
did
so
we eliminate them?
We've eliminated allergies. So if you sneeze or cough, you are positive for COVID.
Holy crap, John.
Huh.
Get that thing put in your brain.
I'm pretty sure. You mean our great president? He eliminated. Did he eliminate allergies too?
Yeah. Yeah. Ultraviolet lights outside.
I love
allergies,
John,
dummy.
You didn't go to CVS and get your ultraviolet injector?
Look, Lance just cleared his throat. He's got COVID-19.
He might. I'm not doubting it.
Right? He just cleared his throat, everybody.
You're trying to put it on me. That's not in COVID.
Yeah.
Sneezing is, though.
No. Sneezing is not part of
watch
COVID.
Watch this. Go search it now and see if you find it. It didn't used to be, but then it got put on there.
What? Sneezing got put on?
Yeah. Sneezing got put on,
oh,
too.
COVID's like, I got sneezing, too, now?
Watch. Sneezing. Look how fast COVID-19 comes up with sneezing. Terrifying. Symptoms that may appear 2 to 14 days. Now tell me, this is almost impossible. Fever, chills, repeated shaking with chills, muscle pain, headache. These seem pretty serious, actually. Sore throat, new loss of taste or smell.
Yeah.
Guess cough, what? Shortness of breath.
I'm tasting this Dr. Pepper, and I can taste Killen's barbecue
if
right
you do
now.
Any of these
and I'm not even eating it.
Oh, wait. I don't see any sneezing. I thought they had put some new sneezing.
I told you sneezing's not in it.
Well,
it's allergies.
I saw new data. Sneezing.
Allergy symptoms versus COVID symptoms.
Yeah, allergies are sneezing.
Sneezing isn't a symptom, it says. Well, that's bull crap. I still think John has it.
I do, too, actually. Stay home. Stay safe. Stay away.
Stay home. Stay safe.
Stay away. Dale, how do you like not? But you have to see Lance every day. What happened to your life?
He didn't see me every day. He doesn't work every day.
I see Monday,
every
Wednesday,
other
Friday,
day.
Unfortunately.
Unfortunately, yeah.
It's fine.
Had it where you didn't see anybody. Nobody came up and gave you back hugs.
Well, no one's ever
given
me back hugs.
No, I don't give
them
hugs.
That's something you suggest, but no one does that. It's weird.
No, I kind of like when Lance does that with
you. He's never touched me. Don't
worry. One time where I tried to get a hug for the shoes.
When he came up from behind and you got startled?
No, I wasn't hugging him. I just talked to him. He's not used to human interaction at all.
And I told him to get out.
It was like the Will Smith movie where no one was around at all.
Yeah,
I am
my
legend.
My whole life is I am legend. And if you come near me, you're probably a zombie.
Except it's I am cranky.
I'm not cranky.
See, cranky people say I'm not cranky.
You're making the assumption I care enough to be cranky. Just leave me
alone. Wait a minute. Is cranky a symptom of COVID?
Not that I've seen. I must have had COVID my entire life then.
You must be immune because you've had it your whole life.
Yeah, certainly asymptomatic.
All right, let's talk about some whiskey, and then we'll talk about Bill O'Brien on the other side.
Blackland Distillery. So I was listening to a commercial. They had the commercial for Cheers before it even came on. They said, drinking has tripled since March. Like, well, I think we know why that is. But one of the things, I saw Chris Andrews, one of our listeners, took a picture of the bourbon. I think it was two bourbons, but it might have been the bourbon and rye from Blackland Distillery. And he said the people at his liquor store talked about how, man, this thing has been moving great. A lot of positive response to Blackland Distillery. And I'm telling you, it's just, you. If you jump in on Blackland Distillery right now, it's like catching a cool band on the way up that you know about and other people are going to be finding out about shortly. Their spirits, vodka, gin. Their vodka just recently won an award. Vodka, gin, bourbon, and rye. They are all distilled right here in Texas. One of the only Texas distilleries that does all four spirits. And they go out of their way with the processes that they have to create a smooth, clean tasting spirit that really is distinctively original. From the packaging to the taste, it's unbelievable. And if you are a fan of bourbon, you're going to love it. If you're an intro drinker to bourbon, it's got a smoothness to it that is going to really be pleasing to your palate. So whether you are early into the bourbon or you're a veteran, I think you're going to love their bourbon flavor. I know Marcus has told me this is the one that people just rave about so much because bourbon is such a big spirit in this country. Check it out for yourself, Blackland Distillery. Four different spirits waiting for you. Go to your local liquor store. If they don't have it, ask them to start carrying Blackland Distillery. It's Blackland Distillery, distinctively original.
This is Heisman Trophy winner, College Hall of Fame, Billy Sims, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Let's go. We see the hype outside.
You are listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. John and Lance along with Del. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in here. There's a ranking. I love the ranking because it's obviously all subjective. It's all an opinion. But ranking the NFL coaches, Bill Belichick was number one. Andy Reid was number two. Number three, Sean Payton, John Harbaugh, Doug Peterson. I agree with all of these, maybe in not exactly that order. I think maybe John Harbaugh is doing a hell of a job. Sean McVay, Kyle Shanahan, Pete Carroll, Mike Zimmer round out the top 10.
Uh-huh.
This is Patrick Daugherty. You know who Patrick Daugherty is?
I know the name.
Anyway.
Who's he with?
He's with, I don't know, Goal Line Stand.
Oh.
Roto World.
Okay. Roto World's trusty.
Okay. Sean McDermott of the Bills, Mike Vrabel, and then Frank Reich, 12 and 13. Bruce Arians is 14. Matt LaFleur, after his 13-3 season, is 15. Matt Nagy is 16. Bill O'Brien is 17.
I mean, sounds fair, to be honest with you.
Yeah. Every sport needs a few figures who provoke utter bafflement. In the NFL, Bill O'Brien's capacity to astound knows no bounds. For 2019, he decided he would go 10-6, win the AFC South for the fourth time in 6 years, with a -7 point differential, which is okay. He then oversaw a stirring wild card comeback only to blow a 24-0 first half lead, blah, blah, blah. For his 6-year career, O'Brien boasts a .542 winning percentage, but has outscored his opponents by only 23 points across 96 games. Things grow stranger in the front office, where O'Brien keeps winning power struggles and rewarding himself with promotions. He actually did not intend for that to be the case in 2019 when his clumsy pursuit of Nick Caserio turned out to be obvious tampering. He was forced to back away. With no one to check his power, he formally named himself general manager before making one of the worst trades in NFL history. O'Brien didn't even shop star wideout DeAndre Hopkins, a fact made clear by the fact that other GMs were forced to answer the inexplicable acquisition of David Johnson. It is easy to believe O'Brien would have long ago been out of a job without Deshaun Watson, though that discounts the fact that he's won divisions with Brock Osweiler and Brian Hoyer as his primary quarterbacks. Nothing about the manner of his football team makes sense. I'm expecting that to change in 2020, which I think he means that the Texans are going to drop off. But here's the deal. And again, it seems like nobody can separate this team. Nobody can separate Bill O'Brien. Nobody can separate anything from the DeAndre Hopkins trade. That seems to have, I don't know if there's one thing by any organization that is defined an organization like, you know, obviously winning defines the Patriots, okay, and what they've done. But it seems like every single opinion of the Houston Texans since the DeAndre Hopkins trade is the DeAndre Hopkins trade. It has defined this organization. And Bill O'Brien is being defined as a head coach for the DeAndre Hopkins trade. He's actually been – why is Frank Reich ahead of him? Granted, the Colts did beat him in the playoffs at home. That was horrible. But he's got a better winning percent. He has actually been a pretty good head coach. He's won the division 4 out of 6 years. And yet two teams in the division, two coaches in the division are ranked ahead of him. It's this DeAndre Hopkins trade is consuming the organization.
Yeah, so it gets back to what we had talked about previously. Does Bill O'Brien, in an objective sense, get a fair shake? Or is it perception as overwhelming reality?
He does not get a fair – no. Now, as a head coach, again, as a head coach, has he done a poor job?
No, I've always thought that he's decent as a head coach.
Yeah.
That's never been – I mean, you know, we have our issues with, like, if you can't get past certain games or you blow these leads or whatever, yeah, absolutely we're going to have issues. And time management, that stupid pass, you know, when – you know, that's when Bill O'Brien decided he was going to trade – DeAndre Hopkins, when he threw an interception. He threw that interception. He goes, that's it. Get him out of here.
Well, yeah, if you go by his passing performance, then, yeah, he's one of the worst players in the league.
Poor passer.
Actually, you know what? You were lucky to get a second rounder and David Johnson for that, for his passing ability.
Mm-hmm. If you got him as a quarterback, which I don't think that's Arizona. But, you know, we'll see.
We'll see what Cliff does. You never know what Cliff's going to do. Hey, Cliff, obviously, is not a better coach than Bill O'Brien. He wasn't on the list higher. So... But again, I've never seen everybody's opinion of this team, of what they're going to do, of everything that they are. That DeAndre Hopkins trade changed this whole organization. It's unbelievable what everybody thinks of this team, what this coach, what they're going to do next year. Every prediction is them having a losing record because they traded DeAndre Hopkins. I mean, it's unbelievable. I hope that I really, and I hate to say it. I hate to say that because he is a dictator and he has been. But I hope they just shove it right and shut everybody up and say, okay, this is what we did. And again, I go back to the Seattle Mariners. They won 116 games after they got rid of their three best players. They got rid of their three best players and they won 116 games. Even people for Charlie had on, the guy that was in the front office at the time, and he said everybody in spring training thought, nah, it's going to be a long year. It's going to be a really long year. Holy crap. And that was people in their own organization. Defensively, if they have to play any defense this season, then it's going to be a problem. But I think offensively, they've got a chance to do some good things.
Yeah, we'll find out. We'll find out. I just think the division is going to be a lot tougher. Rivers is going to make more plays than Jacoby Brissett.
Do you really think so? I don't think that's going to be a good acquisition.
I don't think
he can throw the ball. Speaking of, you know, we talk about Tom Brady not throwing the ball down the field. Phillip Rivers can't throw it more than 10 yards down
the field. That's the concern is how do you get T.Y. Hilton involved. But I think the difference is Jacoby Brissett was not good last year. I mean, he's going to be better than Jacoby. Jacoby couldn't cut it loose. Like, he didn't see it. He couldn't cut it loose. You saw him when he was here.
Yeah.
And it was not good.
I think
Rivers can be better than that.
But I don't think he's the answer.
Just because
Jacoby Brissett was bad doesn't mean Phillip Rivers is going to be good.
It's not the answer. The question is he going to be better than Jacoby Brissett?
Mm.
A quarterback who's 36 is never going to be the answer.
I think that's a legitimate. I don't know that there's a sure answer to that question.
Well, you can look at all
because
of,
look at how the Chargers were. The Chargers feel better about with Tyrod Taylor than they did with Phillip Rivers.
No, I don't think they do.
Oh, I do. He wasn't good last year.
If they thought they felt better, why would they draft a quarterback 6th?
Well, No. Will they feel better about not having Phillip Rivers there?
I don't know. I mean, it's funny. We can expect Tom Brady to be great, but Phillip Rivers, who it's to me, they're both in the same boat. I mean, Rivers had 23 touchdowns. His problem is his 20 interceptions because his arm is just nothing. His arm is nothing. So you have to manufacture. You have to manufacture throws. They had some injuries, but he's now got a good offensive line. He doesn't have to throw as much because they have a really good running game. And I think that's one of the things that's going to benefit Phillip Rivers. But no, he's not the answer. And I don't think he's going to vault them into some kind of special status at all. I think right now he's just a guy. The question is, can he cut down his interceptions? And how does the running game affect the passing game? Because they're going to run it. They also drafted Jonathan Taylor. They got a bully offensive line, Marlon Mack and Jonathan Taylor. I'm not sure they throw it a whole lot this year, to be honest with you. I think they turn into the Tennessee Titans.
He did. He threw for 4,600 yards, yeah. But 23 and 20.
We got to stop talking about yards thrown. Because, look, Phillip Rivers has thrown for over 4,000 yards every year since 2012. Right. Actually, he's done it. Since 2008, he's done it 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. 11 out of 12 years.
Yeah.
I mean, so who cares if he threw for 4,600
yards? No, I get that, but 23 and 20.
Did that shock you? His yards per game were almost 300.
No, because they had to throw.
288. It was the highest of his career since 2015.
Yeah, well, he threw 591 times.
Yeah. Well, that's it's about what he does now. I mean, he had 508 the year before, but they threw it a ton. My point is he's not going to throw it as much. Like,
and he had his lowest yards per attempt since 2012.
Which was what?
He tied it in 7.1.
Yeah. How much do you think Jacoby Brissett threw for?
How many yards did he throw for? I have no idea.
And yards per attempt. What were Jacoby's numbers?
He threw for just under 2950, 2942, as far as yards. And yards per attempt was
6.8. Look at this, 18 touchdowns, 6 interceptions. Like, wow, that's really good. The problem was it really wasn't very good, and he averaged 6.8 yards per attempt. He was a completion percentage of under 59. I just think you'll see the wily Phillip Rivers will do a lot of quick passing. It's going to be a lot of TY in the slot, a lot of dump, 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 and then they're just going to run the ball. I mean, I'd be shocked if Rivers gets to 500 passing attempts with the Colts.
Yeah. Well, and then there's Ryan Tannehill, and let's see if Derrick Henry can lead the league again, because if Derrick Henry doesn't lead the league again in rushing, then what are the Titans going to do? Although they will play good defense. They're going to be good defensively. Again, everybody's got the Texans way down, and I don't.
You like the Texans this year? Well, you do like
them
the Texans
winning the division again. Yeah,
yeah.
I like them.
You like them over? You like them winning the division with 11 wins?
I like them with 10 wins.
Okay.
Yeah,
I'm gonna stay at 7.
You're gonna stay at 7.
Yeah.
All right. They're gonna step up, and, and Anthony Weaver is gonna do an unbelievable job. Timmy Kelly is gonna. And the analytics department is going to step up and just be unbelievable.
Rush Joyner.
Yeah.
You have abnormal confidence in this organization all of a sudden.
Well,
did you get two larges last night?
What did they put on your pizzas?
Yeah, what special ingredient was on your pizza last night?
I'm just telling you guys, watch it.
Did you get bacon on your pizza? Yes or no?
They sent us cookies last night.
Tiff's? Tiff's Treats?
Hey, guys, keep things going.
We got cookies from him last night.
For what?
I'm serious. I don't know.
Why?
I don't know why.
Well, for this.
Unbelievable. Every time they send him treats, they're like, good boy, good boy. Like, I think they can win 11. Division.
What do you mean you don't know why they sent you cookies? They sent you cookies for this segment.
Yes. With all the teams, the teams that they're going to play, a cookie for each of those teams, but then the Big Bull cookie was the biggest one in there.
Where are the cookies from? Do you know?
Do they know they haven't gotten your payment yet?
Yeah. Are they aware of that?
Hey, Mr. Granato, we sent you plenty of cookies and pizzas.
Pizza.
You got our money yet?
Yeah.
Give me my money.
Excuse me. That chocolate chip cookie wasn't for free.
They weren't chocolate chips. They were that kind.
Can we get that? Just slide the money under the door.
Please, you don't even have to come outside. Just slide it under.
Curbless. We're a touch-free collection agency.
In fact, you can just slide your credit card under. We'll send it right back to you.
They're not getting nothing.
Just yell out your numbers.
Yeah. What's that security code again?
What's the three-digit code on the back?
It's on the back. What is it again? I didn't hear you.
It's time.
Slide
you know
all the uneaten cookies underneath the door.
Yeah, we're hungry if you haven't heard. We sound pretty weak.
I can't believe he got cookies.
They did.
Right on the heels of him predicting another division championship.
Well, you had to ask what happened last night.
I just thought it was not. I thought it was a joke. No, he got real cookies.
I forgot about the cookies. But you know what? I did. I forgot about the cookies.
So now you want to make it 11 wins or not?
But I think subliminally, I may have loved the Texans because of that. I don't know.
There's no question. People who give you free stuff, you tend to like them.
I tend to like them. You see? If you give me free stuff, I will like you. See? How about that? You know who's going around and you'll like him even if you have to pay him, which you do, after he does the work. You have to pay Jeff Aronoff. And if you are somebody that is looking for somebody to come and fix up that outside or the inside, if your business is still closed and you need to do renovations on it, that's what Jeff Aronoff does. Put in entire brick floors. He'll put in entire countertops, vanities. He'll fix that bathroom, make it look unbelievable. This is the time to do it while your business has been slow or closed, and you get that done. And when you reopen, it's like, holy cow, look at this place. And you know what? You have to do it too. Your business, your home, if you're going to make it valuable, if you're going to keep the value of that home, if you're going to keep customers coming into your business, then you got to upgrade. Jeff Aronoff does this. He does this every day, and he continues to do it. They'll work safely at your place. They'll work with minimal crews, and they'll get the job done for you in a timely, timely fashion. Call him. Let him design it. He will get that job done, and you will love it. 713-880-2822. Absolute marble and granite. 713-880-2822.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
DeAndre Hopkins has defined this organization, that trade. Not for Lamont. I can't tell you the number of times that he has sent out the Wattcat. The Wattcat. Listen, it's ugly, 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 okay, Lamont, the things that you say about Bill O'Brien.
Well, hold on a second. Am I tagged in that one too?
You are.
Okay, so see, something's been going on with my Twitter because and I don't have Lamont muted or anything. I've just got something now where I'm not getting my messages through the Twitter app, not all of them. It's kind of random because I've noticed the numbers got really low all of a sudden on everything. And then I'd noticed that things weren't just showing up. Like they'd show up on my phone, but not on this app or whatever. So, yeah, I don't know what's going on. I don't know if anyone else has had that issue with Twitter or not. But
I don't know. Maybe I am. I wouldn't know because I don't know because I'm not getting some of the tweets. But I don't know about the tweets I'm not getting, maybe. That's a problem.
Yeah, there's some. You know what? I'm going to open up text line again, too, because I'm going to open up the text line. That's super easy, and I notice that people like to fire off the text, too. 713-780-3776. You can call or text the same number, 713-780-3776. I'll open up text line right now and look for what you've got. Hey, I've got the odds. See how you guys like this one. These are the odds for Monday Night Football color commentator for this year. Okay, so would you like to guess who the favorite is? I don't think you'll get it.
Who the favorite is for Monday Night Football?
Favorite for Monday Night Football.
Peyton Manning.
No. As a matter of fact, Peyton Manning's not even on this list.
Peyton Manning has said no.
Yeah. And Jude is not on here, Dell. No Rude Jude.
RuPaul.
RuPaul is not on the list.
Okay.
Bill Barnwell's on at 20-1, which is outlandish.
Bill Barnwell.
Yeah. I mean, this is just kind of Antonio Brown, 100-1. Colin Kaepernick, 50-1. It's got Eli Manning, 40-1. Bill Barnwell, 20-1. I would put, like, Bill Barnwell's just kind of a joke. He would not be somebody who would be on a Monday night broadcast. But Eli.
Yeah, but I would. He would be more interesting than Eli.
No, he wouldn't.
I know
Bill. Bill's a numbers guy. Numbers guys are never super interesting.
You love numbers guys. You love Well Actually Twitter.
No, I don't love Well Actually Twitter.
I'm
a numbers guy who doesn't love Well Actually Twitter.
Dell, you should have heard the rant yesterday about Well Actually Twitter.
I saw some baseball nerd stuff on Twitter. But yeah. I'm not going to go back and listen because
you should go back and listen. Dale,
it's
to
the
all
first
the show.
Segment. No, he exploded in the first
because
segment.
I'm tired of baseball
He's a
nerd trying
premature
to
exploder.
No, no, I was exploding right on time. When baseball nerd. Well, John tried to make it sound like that. I probably just ran with it too much because when I went back and read it, I'm like, well, I kind of put a position on them that they didn't actually take. But I just can't stand when. Baseball nerd tries to, well, this is no longer valid.
Well, actually.
Well, from the standpoint of if we only play 82 games, then that doesn't give us a sample size of .376. And the DVOA is going to show you that teams who have come on, nerds. Can we just play? Can we please just play and get some sports? Is it okay? And now it's looking more and more like the Premier League is going to trick out. Did you see that, Dell? John was talking to Glenn Davis. John got me all hyped up on Premier League, and you did the other day, too. And then Glenn Davis was like, no.
No what?
No. Tell him,
probably
John.
Probably not going to go.
Why? What's the
list? Players say no.
Players are saying no.
And I heard baseball players are
well, that's a money thing with
anti, too. That's what I think. I think so, too. Because so somebody who is tight with a lot of the players was telling a good friend of mine that this person said they're not very jazzed on coming back at all. Now, a reason wasn't given, but I'm assuming it's the same thing that has been talked about, which is they have agreed to take a prorated amount. So if they play 82 games, and they'll take 82 game salary. And the owners are saying, let's recalibrate that too, what we initially talked about. Because
well, they didn't
we're
talk,
not going to have
they
fans.
They talked yesterday, but they didn't talk about money.
Yeah, we're not going to have fans in the stand. Well, they can't talk money. The Players Association already said it's a non-starter.
Let me give you a little bit more positivity as far as your Premier League lands. Mm-hmm. I didn't hear what Glenn said, and this is from SkySports.com, covers soccer.
Okay.
Although some players have concerns about returning to training in tightly controlled circumstances, the majority of Premier League players want to start training and playing again.
Okay, good. So, and if somebody has to stay out, then somebody stays out. That's fine.
So they're having – players and managers will be talking today about – maybe they've already done it considering we're behind them. But we heard it with football. I'm not football, with basketball and baseball. Some players are hesitant, but the NBA superstars got together and like, we want to play. So now all of a sudden there's momentum for that league to get going.
Right, and that's the key is to have the superstars.
Well, we'll hear from a baseball player that has – he has had some reservations anyway about isolating players. Carlos Correa, I think, is coming on today at 10 o'clock. Mm-hmm. So
we'll
hopefully hear from him today at 10 o'clock. So that looks like that's going to happen. And we're going to talk about his and Lance McCullers' podcast about the MMA. So we will do that today. So back to where we were. Okay, ADD setting in. The favorite for Monday Night Booth.
Yep.
Somebody suggested that this might be Pat McAfee.
McAfee is 9-1. I have no interest in McAfee. Dell, we've talked about this before. Pat McAfee in a broadcast booth is not good.
Yeah, he does.
He screams the whole time in
it's
college football.
It's not great.
It's not great. Everything is a joke to him. He screams. Herb Street 7-1 would be awesome, but he's not doing. He's not now. Now, what if college football doesn't go?
Well, they were having that discussion this morning. Obviously, what else to talk about? Paul Feinbaum was talking about it. Not that he's the purveyor, not that he's going to decide things. But I could see they're probably still going to pay Herb Street no matter what. because of his contract. So I could see them moving him to football if we. But they would have to make that decision relatively early.
Yeah.
Unless they know in July that college football is not coming back, I don't see him.
Here's my big concern with college football. It's one thing when you have 32 teams. It's another when you have 100 teams or 80 teams. That's a lot more that you have to have a lot of things go right for you.
Did you see that the Pac-12 schools, California schools are not going to have any students this fall?
Well, you saw what Mark Emmert said. He said, no students, no football.
Yeah, well,
he needs to shut his dirty mouth.
Again, Mark Emmert better watch, because he canceled the NCAA tournament without consulting the presidents, and that almost led to a mutiny. So Mark Emmert better watch how he unilaterally dictates what's going to happen with this college football season, because he will lose. He will lose schools. He may lose entire conferences. So Mark Emmert, I'm not basing anything on what Mark Emmert says, because Mark Emmert better watch his. You better watch yourself.
But Mark Emmert was, he said that they were canceling March Madness, and they did.
And they did. And all
you better
and the president,
to Mark Emmert.
And afterwards, the presidents went, really, Mark Emmert? Without asking us, you just canceled the
NCAA
tournament?
They would have canceled it regardless.
Well, maybe, yeah. No, there's a good possibility. But even still, Mark Emmert, don't make unilateral decisions.
That's the thing. Him just saying no students, no football is a little reckless when you consider the amount of damage that's going to end up doing to. If there's online learning going on, then we'll see. We'll get to it here in a second.
Yeah. Well, here's the deal: is the Pac-12 may not play, and Colin Cowherd says it's going to play in the spring, but the SEC's playing football this fall. So this is going to be a weird. This could possibly be a weird. Weird football season.
Yeah, his the quote was on his show, I guess. He said the Alabama's scheduled to play USC, and he said that Alabama, because of what's going on with California schools, is already looking for an opponent, and TCU might be that opponent. The Alabama AD said the plan right now is to play USC. The stance about how if there are no students, then we don't play, I really don't understand, only because if you're putting, let's 100-plus people in a bubble for your college football program, you can control that environment if you'd like. This is more about perception, I think.
Uh-huh.
How can they be students if the other students are on campus? Can we get rid of that facade?
If we assume that that college football is a major business, then yeah, I thought we had already put aside the whole student athlete. Like, yes, many players are student athletes.
Why can't?
But this operates independently.
Why can't they study online like the rest of the student body and play football?
I would say that would be right. But the suggestion is, well, if we can't keep the rest of the students safe, how can we keep the college football players? Well, because there's less of them, you can control. And there's less people on campus, so you can keep the 120 people who are in your program in a bubble and do it that way.
What's going to be easier to control? What control group is easier, 100 or 30,000?
Exactly. I don't know why that's a correlation people are making.
I mean, that's stupid. All right, 746 ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. You just saw Craig DeSurf yesterday, didn't you?
Yeah, I saw Craig. Well, actually, Craig wasn't there. I saw Rick Drenner. I talked to Rick, and man, they have been selling cars like crazy the last 2 months. And one of the reasons is because the 0% financing offer. Now, some people go in thinking they're going to take 0% over 84 months, and then they find out that what they like better is maybe, 7 years. What they find out is maybe they like doing it over 72 months, or maybe they even want to do it over 60 months. You know, what we're saying is there's so many options to you right now. No matter what your financial state is, if you need a vehicle, they have 4 months of deferred payments available for well-qualified buyers, 0% financing for up to 84 months for well-qualified buyers, pickup trucks, SUVs, crossover vehicles. There's a lot of different types of vehicles there, but you know, these things are moving off the lot. If you are in need of a vehicle, you might want to take a look right now at Lance Z Cars. Since production has halted, you know, the cars are in major demand right now. The cars, the pickup trucks, the SUVs, the crossover vehicles. And they got you taken care of out of Gulf Coast Chevrolet Buick GMC. But I would start to take a close look right now if you can and if you know you need a vehicle, and especially with these amazing offers for deferred payments or 0% financing. Go to the website, LanceZCars.com. They're in Angleton. They will deliver direct to your doorstep. It's a curbless, touchless
deliver, you know, whatever. They make it super simple for you, and they can handle the entire buying process right there online. Gulf Coast Chevrolet Buick GMC. Go to LanceZCars.com.
This is Carlos Correa, All-Star and Chevy fan. Silverado, Tahoe, Traverse, or Chevy Cruze, your new vehicle is waiting at Gulf Coast Chevrolet in Angleton. No one will treat you better. Chevy, find new roads.
You are listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. John and Lance and Dell.
Do you want me to give it to you? You want me to tell you who
yes,
the...
Yes, just give me the... All right. Yes.
All right, so let me pull it back up. What's that guy's name? I can't remember the guy who sends it out. But here we go. Here is your... Here is your odds from Jimmy Shapiro. Number five, Kurt Warner at 6-1. And maybe that's because they just did a Monday night. Now, he's an NFL Network guy, so you would have to have – that is not that would not be easy unless he's off his contract. You can't just get him over to ABC. But because they did the crossover for the draft, that was under extremely strange circumstances. So I'm not sure that I would put Kurt Warner as one of the favorites, to be honest with you. These are all ESPN guys or ABC guys, the next four. 5-1, 5-1, 5-1 is Matt Hasselbeck, Louis Riddick, and Dan Orlovsky. Prevailing notion has been that it will be like Orlovsky and Dan and Louis Riddick, but I don't know that that works. I'm not sure that Orlovsky is the perfect fit for that, to be honest with you. He feels like more of a TV guy where he can have the boisterous personality.
Yeah, I think Louis Riddick could be good.
I think Louis Riddick would be good. Do you know who the favorite is at 3-1?
Who?
Brian Greasy. Never even thought of his name. You want to talk about a guy
football.
Who... Yeah. He just flies under the radar. Brian Greasy just does college. Does he not do pro at all?
I don't think so. I think he just does college, right?
Yeah, I think so.
I haven't seen him on pro. Well, they don't.
Why is he the favorite?
I don't know. They must have heard something. I don't know. Don't know why. That is, he's good, right, Dell? You like him on college football?
Greece is okay.
He's okay.
Brian Greasy?
Right?
Yeah.
He's
all right. He's a 40-degree day.
I don't have a strong opinion on him one way or the other.
No, he's pretty blasé.
In Houston, he's a 78-degree day with 50% humidity.
In 2 years, they'll be saying they need another team. That's what they'll do. So unless you get a star, like somebody who steps up like Tony Romo or something, you know, they're going to need it bad. So yesterday we found out that Gilbert, he called I don't know how many times, but he was in the hospital, Dell. Did you hear that?
No, I did not know that.
Yeah, Gilbert was in the hospital, so we got to find out what's going on with him and see if he's okay. What's going on, Gilbert?
What's going on, gentlemen? I got pneumonia over the wheel last Wednesday.
Pneumonia?
I started to get some egg rolls, you know.
Wait, what?
I feel real sick, you know.
You were sick, so you need some egg rolls?
No, I didn't eat much anyway. So I'm real weak anyway, you know.
That may be coronavirus. That may be coronavirous if he had pneumonia.
Thursday morning, went to the emergency room. Sunday, came back home.
Thursday, he got called. The ambulance took him to the emergency room on Thursday. He had pneumonia.
So, Gilbert, are you sure you didn't have the coronavirus?
No coronavirus anyway.
Did they test you?
What?
Did they test you?
What?
Yes, they
tested
me anyway.
They did?
I just had a pneumonia that's all I got anyway. No.
Well, hold on.
He just called you a dumbass more.
Well, hold on.
Stupid, of course they tested me.
Okay, they tested you for coronavirus, right, Gilbert?
Yeah.
Tell us how that went. What did they do?
Pneumonia.
Well, what did they do for your coronavirus test?
What did they test? What was the test?
Pneumonia, that was it.
No, I understand. How did they test you for coronavirus? What did they do?
Was it a multiple choice quiz?
No. Don't give them outs, John.
Put the blood on, they put some blood on my vein anyway, you know. tested me. My blood.
They tested your blood?
Can they do that?
Yeah.
I know. Is that one of the tests, too, to find out coronavirus?
That's
for,
it might be.
That's for antibodies.
Yeah, I don't.
Did they do the swab, Gilbert, in the nose?
Yeah, did they?
Oh, see, I'm not believing that.
Now you're remembering.
Yeah. Did they shoot you with a needle in your butt?
No.
No. Did they wipe you down with baby wipes? Because that's one of the tests.
Yeah,
they did.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, they tested him
with this.
They wipe you down with baby wipes?
Yep.
Huh. John. Is that because you had an accident?
No. Delete. John, don't start this.
Well, we don't know.
I got a little oxygen. I've been here for a couple days anyway.
I can't understand.
Did you say oxygen? I thought I heard oxygen.
Well, yeah, if you have pneumonia.
Low oxygen.
It's possible he had pneumonia.
I'm betting against this whole thing. I'm going to go now.
I believe you, Gilbert, but you did admit that you lied to us one time about a very serious illness.
Yeah. You remember? You said you were in the hospital before. You told us before.
And then you admitted that was not true.
Yeah.
This is real anyway.
It is?
Yeah, right. You get real sick, right?
Yeah. Well, we want to make sure you're okay, but you've conned us on a couple of times where you said you were in the hospital, you said you were close to death, and then it turns out you said, nah, I was just lying.
Do you remember
this? I'm serious this time.
All right, I believe you.
But do you remember the story of the boy who cried wolf, Gilbert? Do you remember that story?
What?
Do you remember the story?
I got blood to prove anyway.
He says he's got a test. He's got the results, John, to prove it, the receipts.
He said he's got the receipts, that's right.
He's got receipts on this?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's real.
All right, well, now I'll believe it. All right, but you're home now and you're well, so you're good, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm good.
Uh-huh. What's the first thing you did when you got home, Gilbert? Like, when you want to get back to normal, you're out of the hospital, what's the first thing you did?
Shower.
That makes sense. That's actually a reasonable thing to
do. That's a very reasonable thing to do.
That is not the answer I expected.
That is a very reasonable thing to do.
I would have thought egg rolls.
And you were not hungry?
No, I wasn't hungry. I ate lunch over there before I left here. Anyway.
You ate lunch at the hospital?
Ate lunch at the hospital.
That's not my choice if I had a choice.
Seems like a bad choice, really.
Yeah, well, lunch at the hospital is not the – I don't think it's the best. Well, my wife – and, of course, I haven't been in there for, like, a lunch stuff and since my wife had a child, which is, you know, almost 10 years ago. But I remember the lunches not being great.
I've seen Gilbert around the service industry. Do you think he was bossing nurses around and stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I like this.
The service industry, they know early on they're there to serve.
How was the food, Gilbert? Was it good?
Sometimes it was, sometimes not, you know. Sometimes it was good.
Did you get pudding or Jell-O?
Everybody gets Jell-O, Del.
I'm asking, did you get Jell-O or pudding?
I don't like Jell-O.
He doesn't like Jell-O. See, that's why I asked the question. Did you get pudding?
Jell-O got alcohol in it anyway.
No, it doesn't.
Jell-O's got alcohol.
Not Jell-O shots, just regular Jell-O.
Not all Jell-O are Jell-O shots. You've been to too many Christmas parties.
Mine does.
That's probably his reference to Jell-O in the Christmas party.
That's so bad when somebody thinks that Jell-O has alcohol in it. That's when you know that maybe the Christmas parties go a little hard. When your only thought is, boy, Jell-O has alcohol in it. Wait, no, it doesn't usually. Not usually, but then I start thinking, the last times I've seen Jell-O, they've pretty much all had alcohol in them. When else do I see Jell-O? I mean, I guess I have kids, there'd be a chance, but I just don't see Jell-O without alcohol either.
Me either.
Good point, Gilbert. We got to break it here. Thanks for the call, Gilbert. We're glad you're doing well. Glad the pneumonia is better and stay safe. 7:58 here on the bench.
ESPN. 97.5.